And now in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a conversation with Dr. Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University who was blessed to sing in the Divine Presence right from 1978.
I just want to share with you a beautiful experience that I had way back in 1984. That was a time when Swami had just picked me up and he told me that, hey, you are all the time singing about the motherly aspect. But then when you say Radha, when you talk about Parvati, it evokes sometimes, Swami said, among the people sitting outside, some of them, they think of their own Radhas and Parvatis instead of the mother goddess. So why do you tantalize them? Why don't you just sing on Krishna or Rama or Shiva? So it suddenly became a rule there that none of us were allowed to sing Radha Krishna, and there had to be so many changes in the permutations in the bhajans, you know.
So maybe Radha Krishna's became Sai Krishna's.
It had to become Sai Krishna. So we had to make all those changes and be very careful. Then the first mistake that I committed, I thought, hey Vishwanath, hey, it's just Vishwanath. And there was no hidden mother aspect there. Hey Vishwanath, Gaurinath I had forgotten. And the moment I sang that, Swami just walked, came inside the bhajan hall. And he said, yesterday I gave my commandment, you are not taking it seriously. You know, how could you sing Gaurinath? So that was the time. Now this was the fourth day of the Navaratri.
And this is interesting, this is happening during Navaratri.
During Navaratri. And it had started long time back, but then it went on through and we were going through the Navaratri celebrations on the fourth day, very casually, Vijay Sai.
Yes.
You remember that wonderful singer?
Yes.
And Swami would lovingly call him M.S. Sovalakshmi. And so
yes,
many names he had, so many
yes,
appellatives. Now this guy, he told me, Sonam, you should sing a song on the mother. And I was thinking of singing Jagato Dharini Mata Durga. And Swami came and sat on the throne. And then all of a sudden I forgot, I was totally blank about what I was supposed to sing, what I had thought of singing. And then what came from my mouth at that time was the other bhajan and another, completely another bhajan, Durga Bhavani Ma.
You had sung that before?
I had sung that before, but then I had thought of singing Jagato Dharini Mata Durga, and I was 100% sure that I would sing that bhajan. And then there I was totally blank, and instead of that bhajan, I started singing Durga Bhavani Ma. When I just started the bhajan, the first line, and I would close my eyes and sing, because that was the time there was a good chance that Swami might look at you.
Yes.
And then,
especially when you start, you won't see who is.
Especially when you start. And when your eyes closed, and Swami would be intently looking at you, and when you would open your eyes and look at him, then he would look elsewhere.
Yes.
So, I had closed my eyes, I was singing the bhajan, and I felt some commotion around me. So, I was a little bit perturbed, and I looked around, and everybody was laughing. And when I looked at Swami, Swami had made a gesture that this man has gone completely mad. So he was just using his index finger, and then, you know, it was a gesture that I had completely gone mad.
They're showing his index finger on his head and, you know, rotating.
And rotating.
Yeah, to show that he's gone off.
Yeah, he's gone out of his mind.
Mind.
So when that happened, I was totally flustered, but then the only way out was to close my eyes and then continue the bhajan. On the second line of the bhajan, there was a bigger ripple of laughter all around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just opened my eyes, and at that time when I looked at Bhagwan, Swami was looking at me intently and his face was flushed and then his eyes were the eyes of compassion. I have never seen Bhagwan like that in my life. And then all of a sudden, I was on the Kali Kapalini Ma, mind you, Jai Jai Sai Ma, and his hair, you know, fell on his shoulder like a lock, silken hair locks, you know. And then his lips were so red. His face, everything remained the same. But the lips were like, you know, it was so red.
You saw the transformation in Bhagwan's
face. The entire transformation, his complexion, everything so silken, so beautiful, and looking at me and smiling. That captivated me like anything. Even when I think of that moment today, I feel so much in bliss. For one whole week after that, I just went and shared this with my Didi. And then for one whole week, I didn't feel like talking to anyone. I was totally captivated.
So that was a small excerpt of a conversation with Dr. Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who has been blessed to compose several bhajans inspired by Bhagwan and who is very active in disseminating the Sai Bhajan movement all across India and elsewhere.